Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I have been out of commission for a while, but thankfully I'm back. The flu, or whatever it was, really sucked the energy out of me. I know many of you know what that's like. In any case, here I sit by my window with my morning cup, and I hope you are enjoying yours. This morning I am watching the abundance of birds at the feeder outside my office window. During the snow and ice, they hung around close to the source of food and spent time looking for remnants that had fallen to the snow-covered ground. Snow and ice are a beautiful offering of nature. The trees look like sparkling crystal-covered artwork. The children, of course, love it, and the cold temps have no deterrence for them. They slide down any and everything that has the slightest elevation, leaving marks in the yards of all the neighbors. Attempts at skinny snowmen show up here and there. And then the days of waiting for the ice to melt and careful steps as you walk the dog or go to the mailbox. I must admit I long for warm sunshine and temperatures. The ads for trips sitting on sandy beaches holding on to umbrella drinks and soaking up the rays are very tempting. The last month has brought all kinds of changes. Not just the weather, or getting over a winter bug, but the awful fires in California, and now the screaming political verbiage on every channel. The best part of noting all of this is the knowledge that nothing lasts forever. For a person who does not like to be cooped up but is greatly challenged by the cold, that is a welcome realization. If you are going through a rough spell or know someone who is, it is helpful to be reminded that next week, next month, situations, the flu, the weather, will have changed or passed completely. Thoughts of spring flowers and new plantings will occupy our minds, not the restrictions but the freedoms we can enjoy in our own little space. Deuteronomy 31a. Moses is talking to Joshua and giving him the knowledge and understanding that the Lord has in store for him. It is the Lord who goes before you, Joshua. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. The key to whether life's annoyances drag us down into the doldrums and despair is a choice. And I say this having just visited the doldrums. For me, the only thing to do when that happens is to fight back with prayers, quiet time, and reading until my eyes are open to the Lord's light in my life once again. I have to remind myself the entire Bible is a promise that despite life, and life will happen, submitting our will, our solutions, our decisions to the Lord's wisdom and guidance will bring us comfort and wisdom and greater faith. And that truth remains carved in stone no matter what. Let's pray. Lord, you spent your ministry teaching and teaching and teaching. Join me, know me, trust me, love others as I love you. And in doing this simple thing, we can be assured that He is always by our side. Little annoyances or big problems. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.